This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Tuesday, and we know what that is. That's Tax Hacker Tuesday with my attorney and friend, Tim Berry. How goes it, Tim?
It is going fantastic, Matt. Yourself?
Doing wonderfully. And Mondays here at Epic, we show you new and creative ways, as well as time-honored ways of making money using real estate. And then on Tuesdays, Tim chimes in to show you how to keep it. And, I think it was a couple episodes back, we were talking about the free consultations that we were giving out, and we got overwhelmed, so we had to kind of readjust on how we're going to facilitate that, but we're still making it available to everybody that calls. But we kind of created some quote-unquote categories of who you could help, who you couldn't help, and one of the people that you would suggest that you couldn't help was this W-2 person, and turns out that's not necessarily the case. Because some instances have come up where you've actually been able to help them significantly. So, I don't know, Tim, you got a phone call, and the way you explained it to me, I think the listener would be better off if you explained it. Because I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to pretend to be one, especially when there's one on the line with me.
I hear you. Yeah, I was talking with one of your listeners, and they were W-2. They made a lot of money. And they said, is there anything we can do to offset our W-2 income? And one of the ideas that's out there is there's something called the 179 deduction. And the 179 deduction says that anytime you put personal property into use for your business, if you do things right, you can fully write off that property immediately in the year that you do that. So if you put $500,000 worth of personal property into operation for your business, you can have a $500,000 write-off, and that's good against your W-2 income as well. So that's kind of the start of an idea of what we can
do. There's no limits on that as far as...
I think the limits now are $1 million. You can put $1 million worth of equipment into operation. They changed it during the Trump thing, and I think it's $1 million now. I'm not positive about that.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So how does... Okay, go. Continue.
Well, so now the big question mark is, what personal property can you put into operation for your business that's worth $400,000 or $500,000? And a simple, easy one is, why not mobile homes? Mobile homes are considered personal property in most situations. So now if you went out, you bought a bunch of mobile homes, and the cool thing about mobile homes also is financing. You could put $10,000 down, buy yourself a $100,000 mobile home, put $40,000 down, you've got $400,000 of mobile homes and $400,000 of tax deductions. So that's kind of cool. We can get leverage.
So you can put the $40,000 down, but you can take the full $400,000 in tax deductions.
You get the full $400,000 in tax deductions. And that's by the way, Matt, I know we're going to get a listener who say, there's no financers for 10% down on a mobile home. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to get the point across. It can be financed and you can get the tax deduction.
Right. Yeah, totally. Totally got it.
Cool. So now you put these mobile homes into a business operation. You set up your Airbnb, your VRBO. Those things cash flow anyway. So mm-hmm. You set them up on a nice location by a beach, by a lake or whatever. You start doing that. And at the end of the day, you've got the tax deduction for what you paid for those mobile homes. So if it is $400,000 of those things you bought, and let's just say the business breaks even, it doesn't do anything in year one, you still have that $400,000 tax deduction you can use against your W-2 income. So that's a pretty cool one, pretty hefty, pretty fancy gee whiz tax deduction available for W-2 income.
Right. Got it. Okay. So you're W-2, so you don't have a business, but now you're starting a business is basically what it is.
You're starting a business. Yeah. A rental business on your side hustle. Great. Yeah.
The mobile home Airbnb side hustle.
There it is.
I think I should write a book about that one. All right. But wait, there's more, right?
There is more. Well, okay. Yeah, you're right. But wait, there's more. It's slices and dices. And this is the cool thing, too. So that is personal property. Now, depending upon your location, you know, your state laws and all that other stuff, but most states say that once you permanently attach something to the ground, it becomes real estate. So just think now, if you remove the wheels underneath that mobile home, you attach it, you stake it to the ground, you put down whatever you're going to put down to keep it, you know, structurally sound. Now that mobile home that you took a tax deduction on becomes real estate. Now, if you want to sell that thing, you can do your 1031s, you can do your installment sales, blah, 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 blah. So this is a great way how you can get the tax deductions up front, convert it to real estate, and do all the neat tax deferred tax savings ideas whenever you get rid of real estate.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, so the ideal person for this would be, does it have to be someone that makes $400,000 in a year, or can that be, if they made $200,000, could they carry that forward for subsequent years?
Well, they could carry it forward, but it probably doesn't make sense to do that. If they make $200,000, buy $200,000 of mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
Simple little thing. And if they want to build up more of a mobile home empire, okay, maybe loan the money to somebody, the excess cash, and then you take over those properties whenever you need your tax deductions. So mm-hmm. there's different ways we can shape and slice that to offset your W-2 income.
Got it. So don't buy more than you need, basically.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Simple solution.
I like it. I like it. Never ceases to amaze me of what the... I wonder if our founding forefathers saw this coming.
What, buying mobile homes?
Yeah, the Airbnb mobile home side hustle. You know?
Of course they did. I mean, that's...
Yes, they've prepared for everything. Right? That's awesome. But there's obviously, so you're saying this is all workable if you do this right,
correct?
Right? Yeah. Okay. So that means that you can do this wrong.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, how do I even put this? There's a lot of people who are going to say, oh, you can't do that. And in fact, let's go back to that listener. Whenever I first told her about this, she said, oh, I was told by my accountant that mobile homes are not considered personal property and this won't work in this context. So I said, okay, cool. I sent her a ruling from 1978 and boom, this person hadn't done the research and wasn't aware of this ruling back in 78 saying it's all allowable. So once again, kids don't try this at home unless you have the proper guidance and all that other stuff, but mm-hmm. is what it's coming down to. Yeah.
Got it. Yes. Paid professionals were carried out these stunts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or well-trained professionals. Awesome.
Well-trained. But...
Yeah. Well-trained too.
Okay.
All righty. So yeah, if you want to look into that, if that fits into your little box, then, or your big box, I guess they're big mobile home boxes. You know, you can go and you can connect with Tim and consult with Tim and to see if that is going to be a good fit for you. And in the meantime, don't walk away empty-handed. Go to taxhacker.com, download Tim's free book, How to Take Advantage of 5 Loopholes in Trump's New Tax Plan the mainstream media isn't sharing with you, nor will they ever share with you. And, you know, consequently, that could cost you a small or large fortune. So grab that book, and then right there after you've done that, you'll have the opportunity to schedule some time with Tim, and then either he or one of his team members will get on the phone with you for a short 5 to 10 minute call to assess your situation. If there's a good fit there, they'll take the next step and schedule a tax action plan or something even juicier like the Airbnb mobile home side hustle plan. And if there's not a good fit, though, they'll go ahead and they'll share some alternative resources to where a better fit for you can be made. Either way, Tim and his team are committed that you are better off after the call than you were before. That's just Tim. That's what he does. All righty, Tim. Another brilliant demonstration of the inner workings of your mind and your supreme intelligence over there. And your good looks, because I'm looking at you on video too.
It's getting really thick now.
Yeah, it is. Yes. And all righty. So, yeah, have a good week, Tim. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay, you too, Matt. Thanks.
All righty, you bet. And I will see you next Tuesday as well as Friday, as well as Monday, right here each and every week on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We're about to bump up to 4 days a week, 4 days of epic goodness. Tune in, share it with your friends, and I appreciate you. Let us know if there's anything that we can do for you. All right, take care.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Berry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.